The Russian president heads for talks in Tehran, live from London. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Sasha Twining, in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. Vladimir Putin will be in Iran today on only his second trip out of Russia since his invasion of Ukraine began. He's there with the Turkish President Erdogan to meet their Iranian counterpart, Ebrahim Raisi. Kian Sharifi is the Iran specialist at BBC Monitoring.
So this meeting in Tehran is solely for Syria. We have Putin and Erdogan going to Tehran for a summit on Syria. That's what's on the face of it, of course, but it's all the meetings on the sides that's probably going to be making headlines tomorrow and will have reverberations that go well beyond the region.
Turkey has been mediating between Russia and Ukraine to try and get some of this grain that is stuck in Ukraine out. Will that figure in this summit?
Not in the summit per se, but on the sidelines. Putin and Erdogan will be discussing that, and we have this on good authority, both Russian and Turkish sources.
So what else is likely to be discussed in those side meetings that you talk about?
This trip by Putin comes as the U.S. Says Iran is preparing to sell drones to Russia to be used in Ukraine. Of course, Iran denies this, but of course that hasn't exactly stopped Iranian media from speculating. We have conservatives, hardliners, who are overjoyed by this because they see this as a testament to the advancement of Iran's drone program. There are those, however, who oppose it. They say that Iran should in absolutely no way get involved with the war in Ukraine because no matter the outcome, Iran will come out a loser.
What about the relationship between these three countries? Russia, isolated from the West, is it seeking then to strengthen ties elsewhere?
With Iran, definitely. Peskov gave an interview, Peskov being the Kremlin spokesman. Yesterday he said that he hopes that Iran and Russia finalize a comprehensive strategic agreement soon. Now, we don't expect such an agreement to be signed today, but this agreement has been in the works for a good while now. In Russia and Iran, we have two of the most sanctioned nations in the world, and it makes sense for them to want to close ranks. And growing close to Russia and, of course, China is a state policy for Iran, the so-called look to the East doctrine. So the meetings on the sidelines today between Putin and Khamenei and Putin and Raisi will be interesting.
Kian Sharifi, thank you.
Thank you.
Taking a look at the markets, and most stocks fell Tuesday after a Wall Street sell-off fueled by fresh recession worries. Markets across Asia also dropped as oil prices held their surge from Monday. The European Central Bank and Bank of Japan both meet on Thursday, with the ECB widely expected to begin raising rates from their pandemic-era lows. You can follow the latest on that with Marketplace's Victoria Craig, who'll be live in Athens for us. To China, where authorities say they are starting a clean-up of the internet. It comes after the country's restrictions on video games for under-18s, which many thought would be relaxed for the school holidays, were kept in place. Here's the BBC's Kerry Allen.
Clean-up operations happen often online. Thousands of accounts and posts are removed from social media platforms like Sina Weibo, which is China's equivalent of, say, Facebook or Twitter. There are people in China who want to talk about sensitive topics, and so they constantly find new ways to circumvent online censors with creative wordplay and fake accounts. The government has long been concerned that large online groups might give these camps some momentum, and so over the last year it's been looking with particular concern at online fan clubs. Recognising the clout that popular Chinese and South Korean bands might have over a large audience, it's sought to suppress their popularity, as it wants young people to move their focus back towards the Chinese Communist Party's values.
Kerry Allen there. To the UK now, where last night was the hottest ever recorded, and the country is expected to break more records today. The predictions are for a high of over 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, the challenge for the country is that the infrastructure was designed for far cooler weather. Trains and at least two airport runways, including one at a Royal Air Force base, are struggling to function in the extreme heat. The BBC's Louisa Pilbeam has been to experience it firsthand.
There's been widespread disruption here, and I know people may be thinking, you know, why is this happening? Why aren't we set up for this? But trains are delayed, there's cancellations, there's last minute changes. You can't currently travel from London up to the north, you know, to places like York at the moment. And that's because the infrastructure just isn't built for these kind of temperatures. And that's because we're not used to them. We don't get them that often. So basically, the train tracks, they are just not built for this kind of heat. So they're bending and they're buckling, and workmen are actually having to paint them white so that it cools them down and the heat isn't soaked up by that metal. So what's happening is I'm actually on a train at the moment and they are running here, but they're running very slowly. So we're sort of crawling along to get to the destinations, and it's going to get worse throughout the day.
Is it just trains, or are other forms of travel affected as well?
Well, in terms of air transport at Luton Airport and Bryce Norton, the runways have actually melted and parts of it have lifted away. So in terms of health and safety, you know, there's very high, tough laws here in this country. And, you know, it wouldn't be safe to carry on clearly in that situation. So in terms of air travel, that's been disrupted, and roads, getting out into your own car, you're going on a motorway, that isn't even safe at the moment, because the companies that are the rescue companies that come and get you if you've broken down are saying that they are inundated. They can't guarantee that they'll be able to come and get you.
Louisa Pilbeam there. Finally, Amazon says it's taking legal action against thousands of Facebook groups which it claims are generating fake reviews. In London, I'm Sasha Twining with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.